Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you. You're the only one I care enough to hurt about. Maybe I'm a crazy, but I just can't live without your loving and affection, giving me direction, like a guiding light to help me through my darkest hour. Lately I'm a praying that you'll always be a staying beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions passing by, feeling all the while I never really knowing why. Lately I'm a-praying that you'll always be a-staying beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions passing by, then you came along and made me laugh and made me cry. You taught me why. Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you. Oh, it took so long to find you, baby. Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you.
All right, that was a nice start, wasn't it? Yeah. So can you guys hear me? Gotta take care of business first. Can you guys hear me? Hello, hello. Anybody home, can you hear me? Because I can't continue until I know. Hello, people. Hello, anybody. Ah, fantastic. Okay, thank you, Anne. Thank you. That's cool. Yes, Carolyn, go ahead and do that. That would be absolutely fine. She was asking if she could send the links to her grandson. I think that's fantastic. Hey, the more the merrier. Young, old, anything in between. Just everybody come and enjoy the music. That's what it's all about. That's fun. All right, kids. All right, first things first. I realized I forgot to get Brandon's request in here. But he's not here to listen to it, so maybe it's better I wait. But I'm going to try and get it in anyway. And then if he shows up, I can play it. That'll be good. Okay, we're going to start out with something really cool. You guys all remember Tony Orlando, right? And Dawn. He'd been singing for eons. Exaggeration, but you get the idea. In fact, one of his first songs he recorded, I saw a picture of him at that age, and it was like, is that really Tony Orlando? Is that him? It didn't even look like him. That's how much some people change as they age up. Not me, of course. But and if you believe that, I got a bridge for you to buy. Anyway, here is, we're going to start with Knock Three Times by Tony Orlando. And I just brushed my teeth and I can't do a thing with them.
Hey girl, what's
Cursor got stuck and wouldn't do anything. I couldn't move it. This is not a good thing. But anyway, finally unfroze it. How? I don't know. I didn't even cuss at it or nothing. That was a surprise. You never know. Sometimes you got to just make the air turn purple and then things will work because they warm up a little bit. You know how it is. That usually works better in the garage, but, you know, I try not to do that very much. That's not ladylike, so I try not to do that because it really doesn't help. It just makes you feel like you're helped. It doesn't work at all. Okay. All right. Just in case Brandon is listening, I know he's not, but just in case he is, I can't get his song uploaded because right now I'm on the little computer and it wants me to sign into everything. And it's like, no, I use my big computer. It's already signed in. I don't have to worry about it. But unfortunately, we need a shorter version of Bonamassa doing that song because it's 5 minutes long. So requests need to be under 4 minutes if at all possible. 5 minutes is just a bit much. So, but I will talk to Brandon a little bit later about that and maybe we can find a shorter one. That'll be good. Because Bonamassa is good. He is good. He just tends to be a little long-winded. But we might be able to find a shorter one. I have done so in the past. So we'll find out. All right, here's one. And get your Kleenexes. I was debating whether to tell you to do that or not, but I think you're going to have to do that for this one. This is really something different. It's something that's going to take you by surprise. But at the same time, it's good to have a song like this sometimes. Makes you stop and realize the reality in the world. You know, that's what this song made me think about was, you know what, it's not always happy stuff. So here is, and if you got to blame somebody, blame John. That works. Unless you want to blame Carl. Carl's always good for it. Here is Tony Christie doing I Did What I Did for Maria.
Sunrise, this is the last day that I'll ever see. Out in the courtyard, they're ready for me. But I go to my Lord with no fear, 'cause I did what I did for Maria. The sun going down, all the windows were barred, there was no one around, for they knew that I'd come with my hand on my gun and revenge in my heart for Maria, my dearest departed Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. Laughter echoed across from the end of the street. There was a man I was burning to meet, and my mind was so calm and so clear as I took my revenge for Maria. And he fell to the ground, raising dust all around. I knew he was dead long before he went down. It was quick, it was clean, made it easy on him, which is more than he did for Maria, when he did what he did to Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. Sunrise, this is the last day that I'll ever see. Out in the courtyard, they're ready for me. But I go to my Lord with no fear, 'cause I did what I did for Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life.
Yeah. And you know what? It's really kind of an awesome thing to have somebody love so much that they have to seek justice for a wrong done to someone they love. That really is kind of awesome. But, yeah, you got to go in it with both eyes open, because you're going to pay a price for doing that. And it's not just you. It's all the rest of your family, all your friends. They're all paying that price for your revenge. And, you know, revenge is mine, saith the Lord. But that's hard sometimes. And with sometimes, in some situations, with some people, it's impossible. They find it impossible to leave it to the Lord. They need to take care of it in order to be able to get on with their lives. And then, as in this case, this guy isn't going to have a life to get on with, but maybe that's how he would rather have it. You know, maybe that's how he'd rather have it. That's okay. There's been a lot of instances of things like that happening. And sometimes the emotions of it just take over your common sense. They take over wanting to wait for justice, wanting to wait for the law, wanting to wait for something to happen to even the score. Sometimes they just can't do it. And we need to understand that too. You know, it's a human situation, but it's true. It's very true. All right, here's a song that Anne Margaret sang when she was just knee-high to a grasshopper, of course. And she sang this a few times to Elvis. So, she's a feisty lady, I tell you. Okay, this song is called I Just Don't Understand. I don't get it.
Well, you call me your baby when you're holding my hand. How you can hurt me, I just don't. You say that you need me like the ocean needs sand, but the way you mistreat me, I just don't understand. Well, you know that I love you.
He got the message across, you know. You're doing crap and I don't get it. Explain it to me. Or maybe you better not ask. Just leave it alone. You might not like it. It's okay. All right. Let's go to one that I believe this is just a little bit older. Joe Brown. But I know the song. Haven't decided yet if that's good or not, but it is what it is. So here we go. Joe Brown doing I'll See You in My Dreams.
Long. Twilight sings a song of the happiness that used to be.
I'll see you in my dreams, hold you in my dreams, someone took you out of my arms, still I feel the thrill of your charms. Lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in
going there, and just, it makes a different sound. Just makes it a little bit different. That's kind of neat, you know. If you like the ukulele, if you don't like the ukulele, you're in trouble. Or he is with that song. One of the two. All right, the Beatles. Yes, I have done this song. I like this song. I do like, I got to take the garbage out. The dog is continually trying to take things out of it. And he looks so sheepish when he gets caught, you know, like a little five-year-old. Anyway, there's a Beatles song that I have done before, and I love this song. I do love this song. It just, it says so much, but it's so simple. You know, it's fantastic. It's perfect. So here's the Beatles doing it, Till There Was You.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all, till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all, till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all, till there was you. Tell me in sweet, pray. job done. And you, there was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
They mucked the ending. It needed to be a dun-dun-dun. I mean, I could just feel it coming, and then it didn't happen. Okay, frustration. All right. Do you guys remember the song about the cake being left in the rain for too long? I never did quite understand where that came from, but, you know, when people wrote those songs in the 60s, they didn't really worry about where it comes from. It just kind of falls out of their brain into existence. And it's sometimes it's pretty strange. Yeah, you know, the song about the roller skate key. I got a brand new pair of roller skates and you got a brand new key. It's like, what the hey? Anyway, not one of my favorite songs. But anyway, this one's called MacArthur Park, and it's about leaving a cake out in the rain. And you'll never have the recipe. Anyway, the cake has to be a metaphor for something else, but I think it's just a strange song myself. But I never disliked it. That's the funniest part about it. I never disliked it. So here is Donna Summer, not the original artist of this song, but she is doing MacArthur Park.
Spring was never waiting for a tear. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. MacArthur Park is melting.
And just that quick. No ending, just cut off. Hi, Sue.
Well, hi, Jenny. I made it. I'm a little bit late, but I made it.
But you made it. I was thinking about messaging you and see if you were asleep or not, but I thought, nah.
No,
well,
I
was asleep. Just do it later.
No.
But did you get your ice cream last night?
Yes, I did, and was it ever good? It was,
okay.
Even being cold weather, it just tasted really great. It was bluebells and vanilla, and yeah, it just was wonderful. I might have some more tonight.
Bluebell vanilla? Did you sprinkle chocolate chips on it or anything?
No, I didn't do that.
Oh,
nope.
You
no,
missed it. You missed it. You need to soften them up. It doesn't matter. They're going to get all crunchy anyway, so that doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
But yeah, putting sprinkling chocolate chips on it or sprinkling blueberries on it, that's always good.
Blueberries is great on it, but I just
didn't
want anything else on it. I just wanted the vanilla ice cream, and it was perfect too. It wasn't too frozen. It, you know, just really had a great taste to it. Had unusually great taste.
Yeah, I like butter brickle or butter pecan.
Oh, God,
butter
it
pecan.
Sounds good.
My favorite, I can't find anymore. My favorite is walnut, and they don't make it anymore. I was so sad when I could not find that in the store anymore. And black walnut is just not the same, because black walnuts are yucky. But, yeah. I'm just going to have to learn how to do it myself.
You are making me hungry again. You do that all the time.
More ice cream. Of course I do, because if I can make you hungry, you can eat it. I can't eat it. So I'll make you crave it, and then you'll be all right. That'll work. Besides, you got ice cream in the freezer now, so go for it. Hey, I'll feel better if you eat ice cream.
Okay. All right.
Now, don't try to figure that one out, because it's weird, but, you know, whatever. Okay. Okay, I'm going to do one of mine that I listened to last night, and I did it quite a long time ago, but it's a standard. Everybody likes it. Everybody does it. When I went to open mic, when I was still in Arizona, and I'd go to open mic, I would always get asked to do this. And that's okay, because if you're repeating songs, people are asking you to do them. That means they like how you do it, and it's a good song. And so, hey, here it is, Patsy Cline, Crazy.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long I do. for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
You know how good it feels when you hit a song that's exactly on your key? That's fantastic.
Well, it must be nice, is all I can say.
Well, you're just going to have to listen to me, honey. What can I tell you?
Well, all right. I have a new teacher. All right.
There you go.
I have a teacher.
There you go.
Never had one. Oh, God.
Well, you know, I can tell you suck just as well as the next person, but I wouldn't. You know I wouldn't. I'd just say, hey, you know what? You sing what you sing, and you sing how you sing, and everybody can sing. So you just go for it, girl.
You just go for it.
I'd like for you to sing. You know, that's and you don't have to come on the air and sing. That's not a requirement. Just sing for your own edification. Sing because you enjoy it. Just sing. Who knows? You might get good enough to surprise yourself.
Well, I'm not good at home either, believe me. I do try.
Well, yes, and that's what counts, is that you try and you enjoy singing. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. I had a girlfriend in grade school, and that poor girl couldn't carry a tune in a bucket with a lid on it. But she kept trying. She kept trying, huh? She tried out for girls' chorus, and she tried out for girls' glee club. And she kept trying. She kept going. And I just had to applaud her for that. It's like, hey, Nance, keep trying. You never know. When you keep practicing, sometimes you get better than you ever think you could. And as long as you're having fun. Have fun. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Or sing hard rock where it doesn't matter.
Right. You know, I've always wondered this, and I've never asked this question before, but I wonder what made John help him the most with his to graduate to a better style. What did it for him to, you know what I'm saying, to...
No, I don't really. I'm trying to figure it out. What are you trying to say, darling?
Well, there had to be something during his lifestyle, just even when he was real small and in church, that triggered that to make him so damn good, and something that he really enjoyed and liked and felt to make him even better.
Well, church was part of it, darling. That helped with his style and everything, and the people he would listen to on the radio, Sister Rosetta and all those that he listened to on the radio, that all helped him. But with him, he had a natural talent. It was a natural talent.
True.
But even at that, some people didn't think he could sing. I mean, you know, his music teacher didn't think he could sing and kept advising him, don't do this, do something else, keep driving trucks, things like that. But he didn't listen to him because he loved singing. And he had a natural talent. He didn't have to work at it. As he sang, he naturally got better because you learn little tricks that seem to work and little things that work for you that add to your own style and develop your singing that enable your voice to be more clear, to be more strong. And certain things you learn to help you sing stronger, to hold the notes sustained longer. And those are things you learn as you're going along. And sometimes you have somebody that teaches you. Sometimes you just pick it up. But he was a natural. He had the natural talent. But still in all,
wow.
think about how much he sang, how much he rehearsed, how much attention he paid to the songs he was listening to that he was going to sing, to how they were done. And at first, he spent a lot of his time copying what he was hearing and then changing it to his own style. See?
Yeah.
So even a natural talent has to start there, and then you can change it to suit what you do, to suit your voice and your
right.
performance tricks. And to tell you the truth, even I do that. When I'm listening to a song and learning it, I will do it exactly what I'm hearing. And then when I know that song well enough, it's like, okay, change it to suit me now. And then I'll go in and do that. If I can't do that,
okay.
I don't do the song, because that's not right for me if I can't change it to suit my style. So,
okay.
But that's what he just started out good. What can I tell you?
I just started picking things up, as he just said. Yeah, okay. All
and
right,
not everybody,
thank you.
Well, not everybody always thought he was good. So, you know, he had to deal with that. And he said, well, go jump in the lake. I don't really care. I'm doing this anyway. And he went ahead and did it anyway. And look what happened. So even the people that supposedly are in the know don't really know.
John, did your mom help you some too?
And we'll see if we get an answer to that. But, you know, his mom was all supportive. She was afraid, but she supported him.
She was
you
afraid?
Know.
Why was she
you
afraid?
Know. She was afraid that the music business was going to take him away from her.
Oh, okay.
So,
well,
you know.
Well, I got lucky. What he said. You got lucky. He sure as hell did.
Yeah, and it came along gradually as he went on. He said that too. So, you know, yeah, pretty much the same things I was telling you happened.
Uh-huh.
And I've just paid attention to Elvis' history and what I've learned from various sources, including Shauna, and gathered all that together. But he had a natural talent to be able to develop with those things that came along. So, yeah. And
yeah.
He met some of the right people. And that just pushed the job along. So there you go. You got to know the right people, or no matter how talented you are, you're not going to get anything from it. So that's all right.
That's true. I believe that. I really do.
Yeah. Well, it's true. It's true. You've got to know the right people. So, you know, but be happy with doing it just because you're happy doing it.
You're happy.
If you love singing and you love music, whether you think you can or not makes no difference. You do it because you love doing it. Okay?
Yeah.
So sing your heart out, honey. It doesn't matter if you can or not, or if you think you have talent. That doesn't make any difference. Just sing. If you love to sing, just sing. It's okay. It's okay. And if you can get into some hard rock stuff, it won't matter if you can sing or not. They all yell anyway.
Oh, God, isn't that the truth? Wow.
Oh.
Jeez.
And I'm talking headbanging rock and roll. I'm not talking like Hollywood Vampires take some classics and redo them. They still have to be able to sing that. Alice Cooper and Johnny still have to be able to sing, okay? And Joe does some lead sing, too. But
yeah.
I'm talking about real, true hard rock. They don't have to sing.
Wow.
So, hey, you know, just sing, honey. Just sing. It doesn't matter if you can or not, or if you think you can or not. Just sing. That's good. Everybody needs to sing. Does your heart good.
Yeah.
Makes you happy. So you
yeah.
go for it, girl. You go for it. And I won't even ask to ever hear you. That'll be up to you, okay? I'd love to hear you, but it's up to you whether you want me to or not. If you're not ever comfortable with that, just don't even worry about it. But you sing. do it because you love it. Okay.
Okay.
That's
2023 is the year I learn how to sing like a bird. Okay.
Hey, there you go. That might be a little difficult if you can't whistle.
I can too. I can.
Oh, okay. Then you can learn how to whistle because you can whistle on tune. Whistle and yodel. Who needs to sing? Go for it. There you go. Okay. John gave me a little bit of a different song today. And I have played it before, but it's been a couple of years. The gal's name is Annika. And she's a little Japanese gal. And I do mean little. My goodness sakes. But she sings a song called Japanese Boy.
It's cute.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know why, but things start going through my head like Godzilla, Mothra. some of the other Japanese monster movie things that I used to watch as a kid. So I can't deal with it now, but I used to watch all of them when I was a kid. I thought it was fantastic. Strange Child.
Oh, yeah, we did that. That was pretty gross, really, wasn't it? Ugh.
Well, it wasn't so gross. It really wasn't gross. They didn't show ripping things up or ripping monsters or people up or no blood and gore type stuff. They didn't show any of that. It was just this type of a thing. And this big old monster, blump, 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 and you could tell it was fakey. And it was just, hey, when I was a kid, that was awesome.
Yeah,
but,
and the blob. Remember the blob?
Oh, I do. I don't think that was a Japanese mistake, but yeah, I do remember it. And the ants that ate Chicago, and there was one that William Shatner starred in about arachnophobia. That's spiders, if you didn't know. That's spiders.
Yeah.
I watched all of them. And some of them I would watch again. Some of them I would watch again. I'm not into the Frankenstein movies. Can't quite get there.
I never couldn't handle that.
Well, you know what made me mad about it is that they automatically assumed, because he was a made-up monster, they automatically assumed he was bad, and at the end they killed him. Well, the way they treated him made him mad, and that's what made him do bad things. But it pissed me off that he got killed at the end. So, hey, you know, I don't watch Frankenstein movies anymore. I just don't. It's like, if you're going to kill the monster, I ain't watching it. It's find a different way to deal with it.
Right. No kidding.
Well, I like the Jurassic movies, because even when somebody stole one of the dinosaurs and a baby and took them to the United States and they got out of the ship and started rampaging and all that stuff, they didn't automatically kill them.
No.
They herded them back and took them back to the island, if I'm remembering correctly. Now, I could be mixing up two different movies, of course, because that's how my mind works sometimes.
Well,
but yeah, that's the one reason I won't watch King Kong. I've watched King Kong twice. I won't watch it again because they kill King Kong at the end. And Mighty Joe, same thing. No thanks. I watched it once and I found out that I didn't like the ending, so I'm not going to watch it ever again. That's just not going to happen. They need to change those endings if they want me to watch them. You know, don't kill the monster. Find a different solution.
I'll just let it run loose.
No. Do like they did. Put it on a ship and send it away to a remote island where nobody's allowed to go visit, and let it roam the jungles and do what it... Mighty Joe was doing fine until they took him out of the jungle. People ruined it. He was doing great, just living in the jungle, doing his own thing, and they ruined it by taking him to the city, trying to put him on... Well, same with King Kong. They took him to the city. Why didn't they just leave him alone? He's lived his whole life where he is, in the jungle. He's doing fine. Why?
Because they had to make a movie.
Well, no, the people in the movie needed to make the money.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Even as part of the story of the movie, that's why they took him out of the jungle, so they could put him on display and make money. See?
Well,
It's not right. It's just not right. I don't care if it's a made-up movie or not. It's just not right. So that's where my head is, kids. Leave the monsters alone and let them live their lives where they are. Oh, the movie industry will hate me, but that's all right. That's how it goes. If they ever know or find out, they won't care. I'm nobody, so it's fine. Okay, I'm going to... I have no idea why I started on that. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I hope you guys enjoyed my tirade about monsters. Anyway, if you didn't, just laugh at me. It's okay. I don't mind. So here is Los Bravos, Black is Black. I should be getting used to it by now. All right. Here is a song that was originally done and written by Richard Marks. It's an X on the end. Richard Marks. And you'll also find it on the Elvis Found Alive CD. J.B. Burrell sang that.
Yeah.
I have sung it, but I've never played it, I don't believe, so that's okay. I don't need to. Here is Richard Marks' version of Right Here Waiting.
How can we see forever?
That's love and perseverance. No matter what happens, I'm going to be right here waiting. You know where to find me. You don't have to go looking for me. You don't have to any surprises waiting for you. I am right here waiting for you. You, you, and only you. That's a lot of yous. I wonder if they ever run out of letters in the alphabet if you use them too many times. Never mind. That was just one of the weird thoughts my brain comes up with sometimes. Never mind. It's okay. I don't need to know the answer to that because there probably isn't one, and it would be just as screwy as the question was. So it's all right. Never mind. It'll go away. It didn't hurt, so it's okay.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh. Help me, right? Help me. Help me. Help me. I'm going down for the third time. Help me.
Stop.
Oh, God. It's not going to happen, darling. You can keep trying, but it ain't going to happen. Okay, here is Billy Bland with Let the Little Girl Dance. Out the way, guys.
Cute, though. I like this.
Flower on the shelf, standing by herself. Never had the nerve to take a chance. So let the little girl dance.
Let the little girl dance. Let the little girl dance. She never danced before. So let on the floor. Let the little girl dance. Let the little girl dance. She wants to give it a try, so let the little girl
fly.
She's been a little wallflower on the shelf, standing by herself. Now she got the nerve to take a chance, so let the up through. She wants to pass by you, but can't you see?
I love that. I identify with that song. I do identify to it. Anyway, here is who did this? Captain and Tennille. Captain and Tennille back in the 70s. Do That to Me One More Time by me.
Once is never enough with a man like you. Do that to me one more time. I can never get enough of a man like you.
All right. I love that. That's a neat song. I'm not going to play Purple People Eater. Unless I get irresistible force from all you guys wanting me to, I'm not going to play Purple People Eater. I love that song. You know, though, when I was 5 years old, that was one of two of my most favorite songs, the Purple People Eater. Mama had to call me in from outside if I was out playing when Purple People Eater came on the radio, or else I'd be mad at her. So, you know, hey. Mama, you had to play and I didn't get to hear it. What do you do? Yeah, she learned that she had to call me in from outside if Purple People Eater came on. I was a strange kid. I tell you guys, you don't believe me, but I was a weird kid, man. Music was always a big part of my life, and hey, you know, I had certain things that had to go certain ways. Okay, here is. Now, this is a new version of Charles Aznavour's song, She, and that is my favorite song of his. And I know some of you don't like it, but that's too bad. I'm going to buy it anyway. John sent it to me. Blame him. It's not my fault. Here's Charles Aznavour with a new version that was just done in July of 2022. Not that he sang it then, but they made the new version then from one of his recordings. He's been dead a little bit, but here is She, a new version.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings, maybe the chill that autumn brings, maybe a hundred different things within a measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. Maybe the mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell.
I know I put in here and I can't find it, but I'll play it next week. It's by Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. So I'm really kind of irritated that I can't find it. But I'll just re-enter it, and I'll make sure and enter it the way I can do it. So,
okay.
Anyway, yes, it was very, very popular when it came out, and we heard it played three, four times a day, every day of the week. And you almost got tired of it, except that it's too good to get tired of. It's called Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I can't find it. I know I did it, and I can't find it. So I'll just have to do it and find it later. Oh, my. I'll find it after the show's over when I don't need it anymore. But in the meantime, here is a song called Mississippi by Heike Mars. Anyway, it's Scandinavian. And here she goes with a song called Mississippi. And she sounds, she's so country. I'm not going to sing again.
Thank you.
Scandinavian lady. She does U.S. country pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, not bad at all.
I know. It surprised me, but I like it. That was good. That was really good. All right, here is a, it's Ruby Wright doing a tribute song to Ricky Valens, Buddy Holly, and the Big Bopper. His name is Richard something. I forget his last name, but his first name is Richard. And this is, I think I've heard this before, but I don't truly remember the song. So here it is, called Three Stars.
Shining so bright from heaven above. Gee, we're gonna miss you. Everybody sends their love.
On the left stands Ritchie Valens, a young boy, just 17, just beginning to realize and explore all his teenage dreams. Why did God call him? Oh, so far away. Maybe to help some boy or girl who might have gone astray. With his star shining through the dark and lonely night, to light the path and show the way that's right. On the right stands Buddy Holly, with a shy grin on his face. Funny how you always seem to notice that one little curl out of place. Not many people really knew Buddy or understood how he felt, but just a song from his lips would make the coldest heart melt. Buddy's singing for God now, and his chorus in the sky. Buddy Holly will always remember you, with tears in our eyes.
Gee, we're gonna miss you. Everybody sends their love.
In the middle stands a stout man. The Big Bopper is his name. Now God has called him, perhaps to new fortune and fame. He wore a big Stetson hat and sort of rambled up to the mic. And how can we ever forget those wonderful words, "You know what I like."
Look up in the sky, up to one who knows. There are three new stars, brightly shining forth. They're shining so bright from heaven.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of the Big Bopper as rangy. He was too chunky to be rangy. But, okay. He never ambled. That's okay. That's okay. When you write a song, you write poetry, or you paint a picture, you've got license to do whatever you want to. So that's all right. Do you guys remember Starsky and Hutch?
Yes, ma'am.
That super cool car that Starsky had. Anyway, this is by the Hutch half of that team, David Soul. Didn't know he could sing, did you? Well, he can. So here is David Soul with Silver Lady.
Thank you. every time I slip and slide a little further down. I can't blame you if you won't take me back after everything I put you through. But honey, you're my man, so, and who else can I turn to? Come on, silver lady, take my word.
You go. See, there is life after acting.
Oh, okay.
Well, see, they canceled that show and everything, they had to do something. I don't know what Peter Glaser did, but David Soul started singing, doing concerts and things like that. So, yeah, there's life after acting. You just have to figure out what it is you're going to do. That's all right. Okay. Here's one I'm sure everybody knows from the 80s. If you didn't hear this song and you don't know it, it's not familiar, you just weren't ever around a radio. This is Blondie, Heart of Glass.
Things all into God.
Okay. Now, John will be happy to hear this. I am going to do the live version of If I Can Dream with the false start. Yes,
oh, right.
I couldn't find it. Well, I put it in there, and then I couldn't find it, so I didn't play it. In the next show, I didn't have time. I was going to play it at the end, but we got to the end, and I didn't have time. So I decided, okay, I'm not waiting for the end of the show today. I am going to play this because I said two or three times I was going to play it, and I never did. So I'm playing it now. So here you go, honey. Here is the live version with a false start of If I Can Dream. White suit and all, even though you can't see it, your mind's eye knows what it looks like.
Yes, we're dressed in white today, Tom. It's purity. 9:15.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere.
Blow it. 9:16.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh why? There must be peace and understanding sometimes. That will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why, oh why, oh why won't that sun
Thank you very much.
Yes, finally, I did.
Yeah.
No, I'm the only one that lost it, honey. It was still in my computer. It just was not in the Blog Talk library so that I could play it. It was probably in there. I put it in there. I remember putting it in there. I just couldn't find it. I still haven't found it. I re-entered it and made sure that it was entered in a way that I could find it. It's all in my fingers, darling, all in my fingers. Didn't have anything to do with Blog Talk. It was all my fingers that just mucked it up. They have a habit of doing that.
It is a beautiful song, as we all know.
Yes.
It's fabulous.
Well, what was special about that one was the false start. I've got three other copies of it. Each one has a different thing to it. That one was the false start. So, yeah, and the ones I have, they're all from the 68 special. So, just different takes, different things going on with it, but it's all the same. Okay, except for what's different. Yeah, you got that? It's all the same except for what's different. Now, just think about that for a minute and... Let it gel for a second, you know.
Do I have to?
No, you don't. It might hurt you if you do, so no, you don't have to. Okay, I'm going to play one more that I sang because we're getting low on time, and I have one or two more that I do want to get to if I can. Oh, we'll find. Hey, if I don't get to them, there's always next Thursday, so we're fine. We're fine. Here is Misty.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leaving. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. I'm misty.
Probably 40 years.
Very good. That was a Clint Eastwood movie, right?
Yes. Yes. That's not where I learned it from, though, but I learned it from, what's his face? The black tenor singer. Dang, I can see his face in my mind. John, help me out here. Help. It's gone. It was there. It's gone. My mind keeps stumbling on it. Anyway, he did the Christmas song. He did a couple of other things, and this is, I learned this from him. Johnny Mathis. There we go. I knew if I spent long enough time.
Okay.
Yeah, I learned it from Johnny Mathis. That was Johnny Mathis' version.
And he's Hispanic, right? He's not.
He's black. He was black, honey. He's not Hispanic. No. He's not even part Hispanic. Look up Johnny Mathis. I think you're thinking of Ronnie Millsap and the blind dude. The blind dude is Hispanic. Anyway, geez, Jenny, your brain might as well be in the refrigerator for all the good it's doing you.
Well, let me help you.
Look it up for me, baby.
Well, he wasn't black.
Yeah, Johnny Mathis was black. Yes. Sorry. Don't mean to explode your bubble, but Johnny Mathis was black. There's just no two ways about it. That's just how it was. Johnny Mathis was black.
Huh.
Look it up, baby girl.
Well, okay, I'm trying to, but I can't. My phone's froze up. Hold on.
Oh, this is a surprise.
He was colored.
Lord,
Pat said he was colored. Okay, what color was he?
Purple. He was purple.
Okay, got that settled. Right.
Oh, Lord, help me. Okay, my brain needs rinsed out. I know what I need in order to rinse it out, but that's not happening. So, okay. Here is a song that it's by a guy that bills himself as Ghost of Johnny Cash. The album is called Ghost of Johnny Cash, okay? The guy's name is Todd Snyder. But he sounds like Johnny Cash, I swear to God. And you'll see that when I play this. This is Knocking on Heaven's Door. And that's the Bob Dylan song. So there's a mix for you.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. 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 Mama, lay these guns on the ground. I can't shoot 'em anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I'm knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Bob Dylan stuff. You know, he was a very deep thinker. You know, he was. If you listen to his stuff, he says some things that he kind of got away with. And that's cool. That's really cool. All right, here is one of John's favorites by Kenny Vance and the Planetones. Planetones? Planetones. Anyway, by his group. Okay. And it's called Looking for an Echo.
At Erasmus Hall High School, we used to harmonize. Italian guys, we were singing oldies, but they were newies then. And today when I play my old 45s, I remember when we practiced in a subway, in a lobby or a hall, crowded in a doorway, singing doo-wop to the wall. And if we went to a party and they wouldn't let us sing, we'd lock ourselves in the bathroom and nobody could get in, 'cause we were looking for an echo, an answer to our sound, a place to be in harmony, a place we
is, kids. It is time to say goodbye for today. Hey, you know, Sunday's coming up. We got a gospel show on Sunday, and it's going to be just as good. A different genre of music, but just as good. We got good songs. You don't want to miss it. It's music you're not going to hear other times because they're gospel songs, but they're fantastic. They're really great. Make you feel good. That's what gospel's all about, is make you feel good, make you think, make you realize the gifts that we have been given. So come on Sunday and join us for the gospel show. It's only an hour and a half. That's not too much. You can invest that in yourself, and you feel good the rest of the week, and you go out and share your smiles. Now, today, you love the show. I know that. You're all telling us that you love the show. Hey, makes you smile, makes you happy inside. Go out and share the bubbles. Okay, smile at everybody you see. It's still a good season to do that. You know, Christmas week, go for it. Smile at everybody. Make everybody else feel good. And as you make them feel good, you're going to feel good. So do that. Help people where you can and smile at everybody if you can't help them any other way. It works. And this song, this closing song, I am giving to John. It's one of his favorites, Patches by Clarence Carter. Enjoy it, John.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders, and in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son is all later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the field, cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. So years have passed and all the kids were grown. The angels took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years.